Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. The Lakota Nation Invitational is in Rapid City this weekend. There's basketball, dancing, juried art shows, and contests of skill and knowledge. Brian Brewer is one of the founders of LNI. It's now in its 39th year. Brian, welcome to Midday.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thanks for coming. Let's start with the weather. What was the impact there? Did everybody get in all right?
They did. We were really worried about it. We thought we may have to adjust our brackets and some schedules. We had two teams that were on the interstate when they closed it. We were lucky they made it in time yesterday when they reopened it to play. So we had to adjust a couple times. We had our big powwow that happened. We started about 4 hours late. We had our Lakota Language Bowl, the competition. That started about 4 hours late, but we got everything in yesterday, and it worked out perfect.
Who comes to this? How far are they coming from?
We have students from all 9 reservations in the state of South Dakota that compete, and also we have some from other states.
And ages, all ages?
Yes, all ages. We have, like our Lakota language, they come in, kindergartners come in and compete in the language. They compete against each other. We have our hand game tournament. We have an elementary division where the kids come in. Our hand game tournament is a traditional guessing game. And each team has 10 members on it. And at one time, our basketball tournament was the most student involvement. But right now, our hand game tournament is we're going to have about 50 teams coming in on Friday to participate. So we try to include all of our students as much as possible. We would like to grow. There are many other things. We have, I'd like to say we have about 2,500 students that are coming into Rapid City to compete.
Sure.
And take part in our different cultural activities. And we'd really like to grow because there's many more things we'd like to do. But right now we're concerned about the facilities that kind of holds us back right now.
Sure. Brian, I was looking at the hand game tournament, the rules for hand games. And it felt a little bit like I was reading the rules for Quidditch, in which I did not understand them. Can you tell us more about what that is and how it works?
It's a guessing game. Each team has so many sticks, and they guess, and one person will hide a bone in one hand, and it's just a guessing game of which one they have it. And if they win it, they take the sticks back and forth until one team has all the sticks. We used to play the Blackfoot style in South Dakota, the Lakota tribes. And a few years ago, we decided to play it the Lakota way. So now our students play the hand game, the Lakota style that we did for years back.
Is this a spectator sport? Do people get really into it?
Yes. It's a lot of the adults, it is a spectator sport. It's really big with the adults, and on the different reservations, they have hand game tournaments.
Music involved in this? Singers?
Yes, there are hand game songs that they sing. And this is one thing our children learn different songs in Lakota to sing while the game is going.
And how has LNI changed over the years now? 39 years. How is the public perception of Lakota Nation Invitational change in Rapid City?
We had the first 2 years, the LNI, when I started it, I was coaching in Pine Ridge, and this was after Wounded Knee, and we couldn't get any teams to come play any of the reservation teams. They were afraid of the violence and everything, and a lot of the schools didn't want us to come to their schools either, afraid that violence might follow or something. And this is why we started the tournament. I brought in a couple teams from Nebraska, one from Kansas Indian Schools, and they came to support us because they knew our situation. So we had the first 2 years was an 8-team all-Indian tournament, and we just outgrew it. The tournament was so big, we just couldn't get everyone in the gymnasiums, and the Civic Center was brand new. And so we moved the tournament to Rapid City, and the Indian tournament actually played the first game ever in the Civic Center. And we've been here every year since then. It's our 37th year in Rapid City. We grew to 12 teams, and then we went to, now we have 16 girls teams and 16 boys teams. But Rapid City has really allowed us to grow with their facilities. And right now we're almost outgrowing the facilities that are here. We had no idea when we started it, this would be, you know, all these years later. And we've been trying to include, you know, as many students as part of this to showcase our athletes and their talents. You know, we have a very large art show that goes all week. And it's a great art show. So, and, you know, there's so many other things that we do.
I'm wondering if violence is still a consideration or is that not on your radar anymore?
You know, there's also, you know, we have to be prepared for something that may happen. We do our best to make sure that all of our children are safe when they come to Rapid City. We work with the Rapid City Police Department. And, you know, for years we've been working with them, and it's been a great relationship. We also have all of the reservations in the state of South Dakota also send Indian police officers. They have a memorandum of agreement with the Rapid City Police Department, and they work together. And it's turned out to be a really great relationship.
And so last year, I understand you considered moving out of Rapid City. Ultimately, you and the board chose to stay. How is that going?
You know, really, our board never really considered it. There was a lot of pressure to boycott Rapid City from the tribes. Because of what happened to the students at the Civic Center in the ice arena when the beer was poured on them.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So that was their concern. They wanted to boycott Rapid City. And when our board met, we met right after that in Rapid City. And I told the board, if you want to go, you know, I know there's a lot of pressure on you to move. If you'd like to go to Sioux Falls, we can, you know, we can set that up for a visit. And our board voted right there that no, they were going to stay in Rapid City. They didn't, you know. And after the tribe put this resolution to boycott Rapid City, all of the schools except for one on the Pine Ridge Reservation voted, their school boards voted to continue to participate in LNI and that they would be coming to Rapid City. So they made a stand against the tribal resolution, and eventually the tribe did rescind that motion.
Hmm. Now, this is Rapid City's biggest annual event, or one of the biggest annual events. What's the economic impact on the city and millions in tax revenue? You think the city's doing enough with that revenue to support the Native population?
Well, you know, we have we're really concerned about our people that live in Rapid City. You know, I know at least 15,000 people of them live in Rapid, Lakotas. Or I shouldn't say Lakotas. There's many different tribes that live here. About 8,000 of them are from my reservation, the Ogallala Sioux Tribe. And we're really concerned about them. You know, a reservation is very difficult. We have over a 50% dropout rate. And our students that live in Rapid City, the dropout rate is much higher. So we are concerned about them. And we would, you know, when we come to Rapid City for the Lakota Nation, we try to include our Rapid City Indian students as much as possible to compete in all of our events, the academics, the cultural events, everything else. So we really try to include them, and we are concerned about them. And, you know, it's what we've had a good working relationship. We'd like to do more with the Rapid City. We are concerned about, you know, when we first came up here, I'll be truthful with you, we used to sneak into Rapid City and would sneak out. We had problems, many problems, but we dealt with those issues as they happened. We had to deal with the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Department. We had many issues up here, but we always worked it out. It wasn't that many years ago when we had our teams were, some of them were refused service to eat in the restaurants in Rapid mm-hmm. City. And when those things happened, I remember Jim Shaw was the mayor at that time. We'd just call him, and we would sit down with those establishments and try to work things out. So we've had a lot of issues, you know, things are changing, and we understand that no matter where we go, you know, racism will always be here or anywhere. But we need to work with our children, educate everybody. You know, when the All-Indian tournament started, it was because of racial issues. And a number of years later, we were in Rapid City getting ready for the tournament, and Chuck Cooney, who I worked with, he said, Brian, let's change it to from the All-Indian Tournament to the Lakota Nation Invitational Tournament so we can invite non-Indian teams in and work on reconciliation, because that's why we're here, because of those issues, and we want to try to erase those or deal with it.
Sure.
And so we start inviting non-Indian teams, and we try to have educational programs where they would be together. So it's L&I has always been about reconciliation and working out what's best for our students. We have such a high suicide rate on our reservations right now. We try to have educational programs. Right now we're having them for 4 days for our students, and we're opening it up to adults also. So it's just, we're trying to do so much in such a short amount of time.
Right.
We would like to grow, have some year-round, have different activities for our students.
I'm wondering, we better get to basketball, don't you think? Let's talk basketball.
Who
are we looking for? What schools and what are we watching for right now?
White River got the number one seed. The number two seed was Cheyenne Eagle Butte, and they got beat by the 15 seed last night, Crow Creek. We have the defending state champions from Nebraska, Winnebago. They are here. They have a 6'7" boy. They're going to play Red Cloud today. Red Cloud has an outs. They're probably one of the top two teams are going to play this early. We really have some good teams. Our girls tournament, we have five teams that say they're going to be number one.
Right.
So that's going to be a excellent tournament there. We had three teams say they're going to be one in basketball, and we have one that went down. So it's going to be some good games, and every day they only get better.
Any standout students, players that we're looking to follow onto the next level?
We have some outstanding players. We had Nate Brumble. He just got flew in today. He was one of our outstanding players last year. He's at he's playing in Florida, Division I. We have some other players, some great players that are playing here too. And one of the things about Al and I would try to showcase them, and hopefully they can go on. But it's very difficult for many of our Indian students to get that opportunity to play on the college level.
How about hand games? Any schools to watch there?
Is there
a reigning champion?
The Rapid City schools won it last year. They actually won it last year. So so it's they're all up here, and they're ready for it. They had our elementaries, they had a warm-up hand game tournament yesterday, so they're already also. So it's going to be a good tournament.
So you've got both cultures celebrated here. The traditional games, non-native games like basketball, have become so important for many tribal nations. Is this a reflection of how the Lakota people thrive in both cultures now?
It's, we talk about that. We come from a warrior society. We've always been warriors, and when you look at our population, the number of veterans that that go off to be warriors, and the basketball is a way to do that also, to be strong and to play hard and compete against other nations. So it's, in a way, there are our young warriors out there competing against each other.
Brian Brewer, thank you so much for joining us. You've got a busy weekend ahead of you. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate us being able to get on your show today.
We'll get in the car, and we'll drive west now to watch.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
That was Brian Brewer, founder of the Lakota Nation Invitational. L&I is in its 39th year. Events are happening all weekend in Rapid City, open to the public.